The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. I'm so happy to be with you Sunday morning here, 8 a.m. from 8 to 8:30. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of the show. And today, we have real estate on our mind for the next 30 minutes, including a multitude of properties that we have on the market currently, some Thanksgiving news, talk about the week ahead, and Helen Flynn will join us. Helen Flynn is our brand ambassador for the Seniors Solutions Group within our team here at Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. So, first and foremost, let me throw out some properties that we have just put up for sale. One in Washington, D.C., down on Porter Street Northwest. It is 3001 Porter Street Northwest, number one. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath, main-level Cleveland Park cooperative. Updated rear corner unit with views to the side and backyards with vegetable and flower gardens, grill and picnic tables, large replaced windows throughout, and kitchen with professional-grade appliances. It's also got rental parking available, and it's just two blocks from the Cleveland Park Metro and the shops and restaurants along Connecticut Avenue. List price $430,000. Take a look at ericstewartgroup.com. Going out to Cabin John, Maryland, we have a brand new single-family home built by none other than Kerry Hubler, one of the best builders in the D.C. region. It's a six-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, 5,400-square-foot home. You can walk to Fish Taco literally less than a block away. Designer chef's kitchen, nine-foot ceilings with wooden beam accents and fully finished lower-level recreation room, a full studio apartment over the garage with a separate entrance, and a whole lot more. Go to 34steps.com to take a look at that property. Again, that's also on ericstewartgroup.com. Also, we have 3939 Old Dominion Boulevard, a three-level end-unit townhome built in 2010. This is down in Alexandria, okay? Attached garage on the lower level with two parking spaces, office space with built-in shelving, a fireplace in the living room, listed for $600,000. A great value, very close to the new National Landing area that Amazon is coming into. So take a look at that. That's 3939 Old Dominion Boulevard. And then lastly, we've got 9429 Reach Road in Potomac. It's a Falls Reach neighborhood called Falls Reach Rambler, built by Mitchell and Best. Primary bedroom suite on the first level, office on the main level, total of four bedrooms, or three bedrooms and an office on the first floor. Has a screened-in porch, deck backing to woods, finished walkout lower level with a fourth bedroom and two full and two half baths. That property also is in the Churchill High School District, listed for $850,000. Check it out today at ericstewartgroup.com. So those are just four properties we've put on the market recently. We're looking for some buyers for those. If you know someone who's interested in looking at homes or you're thinking about downsizing, reach out to us today and get a free competitive market analysis of your property. We are endorsed by Dave Ramsey. We are also endorsed by Mark Levin. If you're interested in getting the best quality real estate services, we've been doing this 33 years and have a system with 119 steps in it and can guide you through the process from beginning to end with excellence. All right, go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information or call us today at 800-900-9104. Well, Thanksgiving is upon us and it's going to come up in this next week. And I just want to take a moment now and express our personal gratitude at the Eric Stewart Group. We're kind of in a culture war. Would you agree right now? Having this attitude of gratitude within a culture war like we are having is an imperative. And it's so important that we stop what we're doing as we're going into this next week and consider how you can lead your family through Thanksgiving as a holiday. This is, if we think about the Apostle Paul and the suffering that the Apostle Paul went through as he was working through life and how he suffered through his life, and yet in the middle of all of his suffering, he expressed with gratitude, that attitude of gratitude, so much of what he appreciated about what God had done for him and how he protected him and guided him through life. You know, we all suffer, right? We all struggle. We all have hurts and hang-ups and habits that make life difficult, tendencies to circle back around and do the same thing. We thought, oh, we'll just try harder and we'll make things better and we'll just be able to be a different person, and finding ourselves unable to change. Paul said it well in Romans 7:18 when he said, I do the thing I don't want to do, and the thing I don't want to do, I end up doing. And this guy was considered a Pharisee of Pharisees. It would be like a priest of priests, okay, or a rabbi of rabbis. He was considered to be the most knowledgeable, skilled, and excellent at performing with diligence and obedience kind of everything in life, and yet he still had a tendency to do the thing he didn't want to do, and the thing he wanted to do, he didn't do. And I relate to that. I personally can relate to that, and it's hard not to feel some condemnation when you fail and fall short. But as long as we recognize that God's grace, that unmerited favor, and that's what grace literally means, when we recognize the unmerited favor that we enjoy each day, breathing air, having water to drink, having enough food to eat, having a family or having friends, or having a job, or having made money in some investment, or having an opportunity to recover from hurts, hangups, and habits through groups like Celebrate Recovery, which is a fantastic 12-step program that I highly recommend. It's been very helpful to me over the last 15 months as I've gone through a process of recognizing that I avoid pain in relationships and sometimes avoid difficult conversations that need to be had. You know, going through and running your life consistently and trying your best to change and not being able to change, gosh, don't you relate to that? Don't you feel like in your life there are things you do that you wish that you didn't do? And learning how to change those things is important. Accepting life for what it is and being grateful in the life that you have is the first step. Realize you're not God and accept the things are never going to be quite perfect. That's okay. We want to, at this point in time, as we're going into Thanksgiving, is look around and think about the things we should be grateful for. And I say should, let me remove that word, and instead, the things we are grateful for. Think of what you're grateful for in the simplest of terms and make a list of the things you're grateful for. In your family, divide the opportunity with your family. Give everybody the opportunity to write down specific things that they're grateful for in each other and bring that 3x5 card to the table on Thanksgiving and give an opportunity to speak out gratitude verbally through the lips and the fingertips. We see real change in life. On Thanksgiving Day, let's make sure that we embrace an attitude of gratitude. Next week, we'll talk a bit more about this and historical perspective of Thanksgiving. Well, it's time for the Beacon Bit. This week, Stuart Rosenthal is going to tell us about his special expo. Stuart.
Yes, for the past couple of weeks, I've been talking about all the exciting things people can do at our virtual expo site, beacon50expo.com. So we have more than 24 classes on the site. There are exercise classes, Zumba, chair exercise, yoga. We have cooking classes, beef, chicken, fish, vegetarian. There's dance lessons, line dancing and country partner dancing. Advanced care planning class, scams to avoid, Medicare basics, how to buy groceries online. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And I'm not even talking about all the different speakers and entertainers that we have at the site. The whole thing is free. It's up until the end of January, and we're giving door prizes every single week. So we encourage people to come to beacon50expo.com.
Thank you, Stuart. Good advice. Check it out at thebeaconnewspapers.com. We're preparing houses to go on the market for next spring right now. And one of our clients who is south of Fairfax Station has a gorgeous single-family home, beautiful views on the woods. He's out prepping his house to get it ready and power washes the exterior. Well, the windows that the builder had put in failed And the power washing actually pressured some water to get in around the seals, and then the windows became foggy. Now, this wasn't the first time, because there were other windows that had failed and had been replaced to the tune of about $8,000. So the client calls and says, hey, do I have to replace these two, these other windows? In other words, more than two, for about $4,000. And I said, yeah, you do. If they're not, if the seals are broken, you're better off to just pay to get them replaced than to show the property and then try to negotiate it out of the, you know, later, because you lose the beauty of the windows while you're showing, which can cause people alarm and they may wonder, well, what else is wrong? Better to spend the $4K on the windows in that case when the seals have failed. But when the seals have not failed and they're just old windows, even if they're cracked and peeling and whatnot, folks, you are better off to scrape them down and paint them than you are to replace them. Because the value in windows is in the long-term savings, not in the replacement of them when it comes to resale. Same thing with a roof. Don't replace your roof if your roof is old, if it's not leaking. You will not make money with it. I'd rather negotiate. If I'm your real estate agent, I don't want you to put $25,000 into a new roof. If you still got 5 or 6 years left in it, I can maybe negotiate only $15,000 towards a new roof, and you've kept $10,000 as a result. Okay? Good thoughts here. Hey, we have got our webinar series. I want to invite you to come back, sign up today at ericstewartgroup.com on how to approach timing, condition, and pricing your home to sell. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com or call us today to schedule your free market evaluation. That's 800-990-1004. We'll be back in a moment. Helen Flynn will join us here on the Eric Stewart Show.